Michael Garland joins us on the phone line. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
Oceanside Community Safety Topic, September ICBC Distracted Driving Awareness Month. I think that should be all the time, really.
You know what? It really should, Bob. Yeah. And I guess one of the things that people get distracted is by being distracted. And too often, it's a very simple thing. But, you know, a lot of things that perhaps folks don't realize, like drivers with an L or an N designation are not permitted to use any electronic devices, even hands-free, when they're driving. And the worst part is, if you're actually stopped by police, the penalty for distracted driving is a ticket of $368 and 4 penalty points, which is going to be a heck of a lot more expensive when you go to renew your insurance.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah, I've got young drivers, you know, in my family, and they know about those rules. They don't want to pay those fines or lose those points. But it's a good incentive, I think.
Absolutely. And what we're doing with Oceanside Community Safety, we're going to have our volunteers out roadside, and we'll have our display boards out, just reminding people gently, you know what, as you're glancing out over the top of your dash, hey, make sure that's all you're looking through is your front windshield. So we're going to be out there and encouraging people to stay focused on the road.
Don't be texting or eating that cheeseburger.
Exactly. Well, speaking of traveling in cheeseburgers,
yes.
Hate to tell people, but October 1st is coming. You know what that means?
Snow tires.
Snow tires! So come October 1st, if you take a regular trip over the Alberti Hump or you like going to Mount Washington, October 1st is the time that basically they're going to be looking for those snow tires. And snow tires are ones designated with the snowflake emblem on them, or even the mud and snow, M&S type of thing, just so that, you know, make sure that you're going to be able to stay on the road. Now that you're not being distracted, it's a good idea to make sure those treads underneath you are going to be able to hold the path.
Yeah, good reminder. I got to think about that because I always put my snow tires on around October 1st. So thanks for the reminder, Mike.
Well, it's good because you know what's going to happen as well, Bob? Like you just said, all the tire shops are going to get really busy.
Yeah, they sure are. And Oceanside Community Safety is publishing the weekly property crime report by the Oceanside RCMP on Mondays.
That's right. So for your reading enjoyment, or perhaps even worse than that, dismay, we do publish the property crime reports provided to us by Oceanside RCMP on Mondays, except on those days that we have a holiday. If you want to get the latest update, please come to our website at oceansidecsv.org, and you'll be able to kind of check up on those statistics. And if you're worried about crime in your neighborhood, may we suggest perhaps forming your own block watch. And if you need help doing that, contact Lori, who is our coordinator, at blockwatch@oceansidecsv.org.
Excellent, Mike. Well, thanks for all this great information, and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Take care.